producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Can you believe we're already well launched into Thanksgiving month? At least in the United States. I know October is Thanksgiving month in Canada, which probably makes a little more sense because it gives a little more breathing space between Christmas and Thanksgiving.
I agree.
Here, it's a slippery slope. Yeah. In fact, they cut the tree for Rockefeller Center.
Yeah,
today,
I love that.
From Pennsylvania.
I always love seeing that.
I always feel a little bit mixed about it. It's always a gorgeous, huge tree.
That's true. Yeah, good point.
Taking
it down, yeah.
Yeah.
I would hope they plant a new one, right?
Yeah,
I
but mean, this one takes like, it's 65 or 85-year-old Norway spruce.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I know.
It weighs 13 tons, it says. So,
wow.
I don't know.
That's a big 13 tons.
That's a big tree. I mean, it just seems somehow, I don't know. There was a year that when I lived in San Francisco that I went home and there was a guy who was the gardener, and he was taking out these little fir trees. I said, what are you doing with them? He said, well, they're dead. And I said, well, can I have them? And I spray painted them silver. No, I flocked them. I was spray painting them white. And put little blue trees, little blue velvet bows on them and white lights and use them for Christmas trees. The idea of killing, I'm not a great person about killing trees for decoration. I inadvertently kill plants for my own charm, but, at least it's inadvertent. Oh, my goodness, you didn't need all that water? I'm so sorry.
Right.
You're going to turn yellow? Okay. The trickiest things are cacti, which everybody says are really easy. But
yeah,
they're not.
Some issues, yeah.
They're not because you think that you don't need to water them more than once a month, which I think is true. But then they get all sort of brown and gnarly. So then you water. Yeah. Then you sort of
water them too much or something. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they turn yellow and rot.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And Jerry Seinfeld says he's on the autism spectrum. I think he's on the washed-up spectrum. But
I would like to know if that's an actual diagnosis or if that's some diagnosis he has made for himself,
I don't know.
We'll see, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Social engagement is really a struggle.
That's what he says. I was a big fan of the Seinfeld show, but I hear you. It seems a little.
I was not actually. I never watched it, and someone said that was very Seinfeldian of me. I was invited to a party for the last episode, which I went to.
Really? Wow.
And I said I didn't really get it, and they said that's very Seinfeldian of you.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's got a new season. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So that he may suffer from an autism-like disorder. I think on a very drawn-out scale, I think I'm on the spectrum. What are the markers? Mm-hmm. You're never paying attention to the right things. Well, being basic social engagement is really a struggle. I'm very literal. When people talk to me and they use expressions, sometimes I don't know what they're saying.
What? Come on, he's a comedian.
Yeah.
I mean, it couldn't get any less literal than being a comedian, right? I mean, the whole point is, sarcasm or...
And I think there's a difference between, autism in theory, the word itself means self, right? Self-involved.
Okay.
And I think I would certainly say self-involved.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I don't know. So we cut down a tree. Jerry Seinfeld is vaguely autistic. The unemployment's down. Okay, what else is there? You had something you said you wanted to talk to me about.
Get this. This is so cool. So a couple days ago, I think you probably remember, I posted a good news story every day to the Facebook,
right.
But a couple days ago we posted one about a tattoo artist who basically painted this airbrushed this helmet for this little boy who has a condition where he has to wear a helmet all the time,
right?
And made it into this really cute little classic fighter, like World War II type fighter pilot helmet. It's really cute. And so anyways, we posted that story and got some response on it. And here it turns out this artist is one of our listeners.
Really?
Is that not cool or what?
Yeah.
One of the people writes in, she just says, "You're awesome, Greg Chadwick, for giving your time and talent for this little guy." And then all of a sudden, boom, Greg Chadwick comes in and says, you know, answers up and says, "Words can't express how this makes me feel," and all this stuff. And so I posted back, I said, "Wow, we have Greg right here in our listenership."
Wow,
I feel
we have a that's great. We've got a good news celebrity with us.
Yeah, isn't that cool? So I thought you might like that. Yeah.
Yeah, we should get him on the program. He should give us a call and explain
how
he started doing this and why he does it, and that'd be great.
Yeah, yeah. So Greg, yeah, give us a call if you could, and we'd love to get you on
how
the air.
How cool is that? Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really funny. I saw it, well, and this is somewhat. You know, it's a little related and a little not related. I watched a documentary last night about called Happy Valley, which is about Penn State and that whole mess, the Joe Paterno thing. And I'm hoping to get the director on the program, because he had some points that are very subtle and very important and have really not come out particularly, because the story got so polarizing so quickly.
Yeah.
The documentary is really great, so hopefully I'm working on that. But one of the kind of sidebars was, there is a mural that opens the documentary at Penn State that this local guy did, and it's got Jerry Sandusky in it, and it's got Joe Paterno in it. And when the Sandusky thing came down, it's this huge mural. It's on a wall. It's very famous, and everybody goes to see it and gets their picture taken. Apparently it's been there for a while. And so when the Jerry Sandusky thing came out, and especially once all the stuff came out in the trial, he painted Jerry Sandusky out of the mural, which was interesting in and of itself, art reflecting society.
Yeah.
And then the whole issue about Joe Paterno came out. And when Joe Paterno died, which was about 3 months before the trial, this artist went and painted, because Joe Paterno is literally front and center on the mural, and he painted a halo over his head, you know, that he died.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then when all this stuff came out about when he knew and what he knew, he took the halo off.
Wow. Wow.
And then they did. Yeah. I mean, revisionist history.
Yeah, wow.
But one of the points about that one of the people make, I mean, there are a whole bunch of points that the documentary makes that have really never come out. And one of them that I absolutely agree with, which is revisionist history. Have you ever been happy at somebody who redid history, who covered something up? And I think that if we're going to learn from history, that history has to be accurate. And there's a statement that says history is always written from the point of view of the victor. And I think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But revisionist history does make me a little nervous that it either happened or it didn't happen. And trying to change its existence leaves us vulnerable to the truth. And I think it's never a good situation. You need to know what actually happened. And somebody that was viewed as heroic may be viewed as less heroic, but that doesn't necessarily mean you erase him. And somebody who is very talented in one area and very untalented, let's just say, or less moral in another area,
sure,
doesn't, in theory, and I guess that's kind of my point earlier in the program, of we want to view people as monolithic. We want to view them as either all good or all bad. And most people aren't. People make mistakes. Yeah. Hopefully people learn from their mistakes.
Sure.
People do things without thinking and regret. So the issue is not, do people basically screw up, because they do. But the question is, how do they respond to that, and how do we think about them? And I think it doesn't necessarily to erase, I mean, and this is specifically, I suppose, talking at this moment about Joe Paterno, to erase his victories seemed to me inappropriate. I think that as to view him as an upstanding man who never did anything wrong and did all these wonderful things, that may need a revision. But as an effective football coach, I don't think so. So even though I was, and again, that's kind of an old story that will probably be revisited, just because the documentary is a really good documentary. And as I said, we'll probably try and get him on the program. And I was heavily involved in it for a whole lot of reasons, partially because a lot of listeners in this area care about that. I went to the games, had met him a number of times. But I mean, I think that you can view some of his decisions as questionable, but I don't think you necessarily erase his football record. You know, I'm not a fan of revisionist history. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, whatever it is that's on your mind. We have about 40-some minutes left in this program today. So if there's something on your mind, now is not a bad time to get in touch with me. and we're talking about something that was wildly, I don't know if it's controversial or just convinced people to respond, which is whether about flu shots. And maybe it's because I think we put it up in the middle of the Ebola. Have you noticed the Ebola thing has really sort of calmed down
it's
quite a lot?
It's calmed down, yeah. It has.
There was a thing today in the paper, I think it was in USA Today, that said that they're now talking about throwing away lab equipment. And a lot of the lab equipment is very expensive. So, no.
So, are you saying the lab equipment that was used to treat people? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
But apparently Sierra Leone and I think it's Nigeria have both been cleared that they haven't had a new outbreak in like a couple months.
Right, right.
That the Liberia, the number of cases, new cases diagnosed has gone down significantly. So it's a story that I guess it's like killer bees and everything else, although this one seemed to have more of a shelf life, so to speak, and scare the living daylights out of people a lot more.
Yeah, now what aid workers and medical workers need to do is find those people that apparently are immune and find out why they're immune.
Well, that's it. You know, that's what I'm saying, is that we don't know why that 20%, not who don't get it, but are exposed to it and don't succumb.
Yeah, don't succumb to it,
So what is the difference between them and everybody else? Because
that holds the key,
and certainly you can use that their blood as as for vaccinations, which is sort of what we're talking about. But why? What makes them different? Because I don't know. I'm trying to think if I know any other infectious that have the 80-20%. There are very few things that are
that extreme,
that are that virulent. And quite often, I mean, the problem about something that's very virulent is it kills its host, and so it can't survive. But this one, nobody really understands that, and we need to understand that not only for Ebola, but for the next thing that doesn't have a name. Of what's the difference here? What protects you and what doesn't?
Yeah.
Nobody knows. Alrighty, except maybe if you've been exposed, you shouldn't go bowling and ride public transportation.
Right,
I don't know.
Right,
just call me silly.
Yeah,
alright, let's see what other people say.
Let's see.
That's why we got so many responses, though. We'd done it next week or 2 months ago, but we did get a lot of responses. Alright, let's see what else.
So Renee says already had it. She's saying due to some chronic conditions, it is highly recommended.
Yeah, I think the young, anybody over, I think is it 55 or 65, anybody over a certain age, anybody under a certain age, the young, the old, anybody who has a compromised immune system, anybody who has lung issues at all, which is means if, among other things, if you've ever thought about giving up smoking, now's a good time to do it. Which I think smoke out day actually is fairly quickly, fairly soon upon us as well. I think maybe it's next week.
Okay, sure.
All right, so what else we got?
Sherry says, yes, it's mandatory at the hospital where I work.
Yeah.
No choice here. That's pretty common at those places, I think. At schools, even, I think.
Is it mandatory at schools? I didn't know that vaccinations were mandatory any place. It used to be that you couldn't start the school system without having all of your inoculations. Yeah. I don't think that's true anymore.
Isn't it? Okay.
Well, and they're having a resurgence of some of the diseases that we thought essentially were wiped out.
Yikes.
It's a problem.
Yeah. Let's see. Betsy says, no, I've never had the flu. If it ain't broke, why fix it? I'm 66 years old.
Oh, honey.
She's been lucky.
Well, I mean, it also means you probably don't have the immune. You're not immune to it. I don't know. It's 66. I don't know. Maybe not. Listen, there are people who are survivor genes. I mean, and there's just no explanation for why they survived. I mean, the Stephen Hawking's movie that I reviewed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Hawking was diagnosed with ALS, I think, when he was about 21, 22, and they gave him 2 years to live.
Right, right.
He's still alive, and he's in his 70s, I think.
Right. Most people, I don't think, live too long with ALS.
No, it's a devastating disease. I think that the average amount of time from diagnosis
like
to death is
5 years or something, right?
Oh, I think it's shorter than that.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it affects your respiratory muscles. So you stop breathing.
Right. Right. Yeah. Let's see. Alika says, I already got mine. No side effects, and she feels great. So good.
Yep.
Yeah. Jim says, yes, mostly because I work with children and because it's free. So, yeah, I guess he must have found a place to get it.
Well, there are a lot of places, yeah, that if you have any kind of insurance at all, and I think part of it is like Walgreens and Kmart and things like that do it. I mean, they may get reimbursed for it. I suspect they do. But my guess is that the reimbursement is probably not necessary. They probably don't make a profit on it, but they get you in the store. And the idea is if you're in the store, I mean, that every store has loss leaders, my guess is that the flu shop may be a loss leader because it'll get you in and you'll buy some gum or you'll buy a Coke or, you know, whatever. So if I had to guess that it's certainly, because it used to be, I think the flu shot cost, you know, if you go to your doctor, it costs more. But if you went and, you know, to a clinic, it usually costs like $50 to $75. And now, as far as I know, I don't know anybody who's paid for the flu shot.
Yeah, I think most insurance does cover it.
Yeah.
I got mine at Target.
There you go.
I'm one of the people who did the department store thing, you know. But
yeah, well, as I said, I've gotten mine. There's a Duane Reade right across the street from me, but it's never open. So I actually went up there one night and thinking, I know I'll do this, and it was closed. Okay. So I just happened last weekend.
All right. Carol, she doesn't give a reason, but she does say, I always do. So she's one that always gets it. Matt says, nope, I work at home and can take a week off if I get the flu. Geez, I want Matt's job there. That sounds great.
No, you don't. I don't want, you know, I don't think you're going to.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. No,
yeah,
no, I don't.
I think not. No, I don't think so.
Kim says, yes, every year I get it. I don't want to die like the 60,000 some people in the U.S. that die from it each year. And that's a good point. You know, I mean, people were so excited about the Ebola thing, they forget how many people really do die from the flu each year, you know?
It's just sunstroke. Sunstroke kills more people. Nobody says, oh, my goodness, be careful of the sun.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
All right, so I just got 50% of people with ALS live more than 3 years. 20% live 5 years or more. 10% live 10 years or more. 5% will live 20 years or more.
Yeah, so he's extremely rare.
Yeah, I think there's actually something here about, let me just see if I can find it. I think there was just something about Stephen Hawking and why did he live so long. Let's see if I can find it again. And the bucket challenge is probably, you know, if you look at ALS, there's one of the things is the bucket challenge because it was kind of such a silly thing that raised so much money.
Yeah, I was one of those people that ended up doing it. Did you do one or not? Did you get challenged?
Luckily, by the time it came around to me, you know, I mean, it's not that I didn't approve of it, because I know a lot of people who did it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's sort of not my thing.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I give money away sort of quietly and whatever. And so,
see, I do too. I just, it was
this
a deal.
One,
where, yeah, yeah, just stuck up on me.
I didn't want to have to do, I didn't want to have to get my hair wet. If I could have done it with a shower cap or something.
Well, that's the way it originally started, is you didn't have to do it if you donated. But then somehow.
Yeah, and then you sort of did both. All right, 855-99-3756. And I'll tell you about Stephen Hawking and ALS when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Bridget, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. The reason I'm calling is I want to know what can I do to get my son to be more agreeable when he plays on his internet game. We allow him to go on game, my husband and I, for, well, my husband was saying 3 hours. I was saying two. And
ooh, a day?
Yeah, and I think it's too much, too.
Wow. How does it...
No, not during the week, just on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, I mean, that seems like a lot of time. Does he do it in one block, or does it... I mean, I guess if we figure from Friday night at after school, which is, let's say, at 5 o'clock on Friday, to... Well, let's see, to like 5 o'clock on Sunday, that's 48 hours plus another 12, so that's 60 hours between basically Friday night and Monday morning. I suppose we're talking about 3, 3, and 3. So 9 of 60, I suppose, if you subtract out 24 hours for sleeping. So that leaves 36. So I suppose, you know, that's 25% of his waking hours that he's on the computer. That seems a little extreme.
I agree with you. I would just...
So the issue, this is a parenting issue, though, not this is a marital issue, not a parenting issue. The parenting is, how do we get our kid to spend less time on the computer? The marital issue is, we don't agree on how much time he should spend on the computer. One of the ways of doing it is to give him an hour a day on the computer, and then he can earn more time by doing things like helping out around the house, babysitting his baby sister. He was the 3-year-old. Getting good grades in school. I mean, that's probably. Tell me what the question to me is. I'm not sure exactly what your focus is here.
What can I do to get him to? Well, then when the 2 hours are up, or it was 2.5, we agreed on. He says, I'm not finished with the game.
Well,
yet.
Then what you say is, anytime you object, anytime we have to tell you more than once, we subtract 15 minutes from your computer time for the next day.
I know. I guess we're just having trouble following through, and he gets surly. I mean,
well, but Bridget, again, that's not parenting. That's the adults.
I know.
I mean, what I would do is I would get a timer. And when the timer goes off, it should go off 5 minutes before the thing. And at the end of it, I'm not sure I'd cut the cord, but because then you have to repair the cord. But anytime he goes 1 minute over, you subtract 5 minutes of his next time.
I know.
But then you got to do it, Bridget.
I know.
All right. So we're clear. Yes.
Yes.
Good.
And what do you think is a good amount of time? Just 1 hour, like you're saying.
Well, I mean, again, I would give him a baseline of 1 hour, and then he can earn more time. I mean, look, the problem about the computer, it's like anything else. We want, except it's seductive. There's you can talk with your friends on it. It can all of a sudden 4 hours have gone by, and you don't know. Kids at 13 should be dealing with homework, reading, dealing with family members, having friends, being on their bicycle, you know, fighting with their sister.
Right.
I mean, you don't want. I mean, the computer is just it's just a tool, but it's really a pretty seductive tool. So I would say an hour a day, and he can earn more time by doing more things. And anytime he complains about it, you subtract time. But then you got to do it. And if he gives you a hard time, then you subtract every time. You know, if he says no, Mom, you subtract 5 minutes. If he says oh, Mom again, every time 5 minutes, he'll get it. But then you have to be serious about your sanctions, or it doesn't do any good. Renee, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller, but a long-time fan. I've been listening to you for years, and I've loved all of your advice. And I hope you can give me some advice. I have a very sticky problem on my hands.
Okay.
I have 6 children. The oldest one just turned 13 in May.
Okay.
And I've always had issues with him. When he was little, I had issues with him setting fires around the house when I was looking and playing with the gas and setting the curtains on fire. It took him a few years. He outgrew that. And then most recently, over the summer, he was taking money out of my wallet. And
how does this kid do in school?
He's in resource room. He has assistance for all.
So he has some problems in school.
He has difficulties.
Are you and his dad together?
Yeah.
Were there special circumstances around his birth? Was there any drug usage or alcohol usage during the pregnancy? Was there a difficult birth? Is there?
No, we're religious, so we don't use that. So, all that stuff seemed terrible at the time until recently. The problems have just become terrible. A few months ago, we found out from one of the other kids that this boy was forcing his younger sisters to allow him to fondle him.
Which, what, your son?
Yeah. He was forcing the two little girls, ages 8 and 5, to touch his private parts, and then he would touch them. And they'd say, no, I don't want to do it, and he forced them. One of the other
How did he force them?
He just threatened them. He said, I'm going to beat you up or something.
How did he find out about it?
Through another kid. I guess they were afraid to tell mommy, so another kid told me. So we spoke to him. We told him that's not right. You know, your private parts are private. You're not allowed to touch anybody, have them touch you. That's it.
Got it. Yeah.
So over the weekend, we found out that that wasn't it. And he's been molesting my daughters. He's been forcing them to take their clothes off and lay in bed with him, and both naked. He lies on top of them, and he says, this is what your husband is going to do to you when you get married. And he's been trying to force himself in there and penetrate. I don't know if he's been able to do it at his age. But, he's, you know, the girls didn't want to do that. And he's very...
Certainly, this is inappropriate behavior. It has to stop. Kid probably needs a therapist. But one of the things that we need to sort out is where he learned this behavior. Is there any possibility that he's been molested?
He never went to sleepaway camp. He just goes to school.
Well, but it could have been a babysitter, could have been a family member. Did he ever do any overnights with family members? I know what we're talking about here is really hard to contemplate. But, I mean, a 13-year-old, especially one who seemed to have pretty antisocial behavior for a long time, that acting out may come from being feeling like he was... You know, that people were taking advantage of him. And I know it's really hard to think about as a parent that our child may have been put in a position of jeopardy from a babysitter that we brought into the home or a family member. Is there anything that occurs to you?
Well, he's had some sleepovers by friends.
Well, it's possible. He been at other kids' places to sleep as well who have older sibs?
Yeah.
Okay. Renee, I think at this moment, tell me what the specific question is to me.
Well, is it normal behavior? My husband isn't...
No, it is not.
My husband thinks that, you know, it's part of sexual exploration.
No, it is not. I think, first of all, there's a coercive quality to it. Certainly kids being curious about sexuality is pretty common. But the idea of the coercive part is as upsetting as anything else. Don't tell mom. That whole thing certainly is a pretty strong indication that he knows that there's something wrong here. So I think that he needs to be involved with a therapist immediately, not only for the younger sib's sake, but for his sake, because this is behavior that's clearly inappropriate and not going to be accepted, not only within the family context, but in the larger society. And as you point out, there's really been a history here of antisocial behavior. And what we want to do is two things. First of all, we want to rule out that there's any molestation that's occurred, but whether there has been or not, we also want to make sure that this behavior is obliterated. I mean, it's not appropriate behavior, and he's going to get himself in serious trouble about it. So,
would a 13-year-old be able to penetrate somebody?
Impossible. I mean, all he needs is an erection. So, I mean, I don't think the issue is penetration, Renee. I think the issue is inappropriate behavior that either he's sort of figured out on his own, which is possible, or that he's been molested, which is certainly more upsetting. So I think what we need to do is get him a therapist and sort through what's going on here, because at very least, the behavior is not accepted. Acceptable, and it's going to create chaos within the family structure, because you're going to have to keep an eye on him at all times. You can't let him play with his sisters. His sisters presumably are afraid of him.
They're not.
Well, they are on some level.
I think that they're too naive to understand what it's all about.
Maybe or maybe not. Renee, you can't be too naive to understand what it's all about. That this is antisocial, inappropriate, precociously sexualized, it's not like he's saying let's play doctor. He's as you point out, he's threatening his younger sibs. It's not okay. He needs a therapist, and he needs one now. And I know that this is not only a parenting issue, but it's also a marital issue, because you're going to have to convince your husband that there's a problem here. But there is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm glad you called.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Hi, this is Laura Harris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, let me just give you a quick, we'll probably finish up with our flus, our flu shots today. Seems like an appropriate thing to do. But I did a little research. I actually knew a little bit about ALS because ALS is known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And the most common onset is 50 years old, and it's usually men. It's a motor neuron disease, and what happens is that quite often it can start with stumbling, you know, pretty innocuous symptoms. And within 2 to 5 years, I mean, it affects the, as I said, the musculature of the among other things, the muscles of respiration, which means you stop breathing. So it's a devastating disease. As I said, the onset is usually 50-year-old, more common men than women. From onset to death is usually from 2 to 5 years in about 50% of the cases. As you can hear, about 10% live more than a decade. Stephen Hawking was diagnosed when he was 21, which is very unusual. There is a juvenile onset, but that usually happens in teens. So his was neither juvenile nor adult onset. And in the movie, at least, it says he was given 2 years to live. And this was, he's now 70, I think 72 or something. So this was obviously, 50 years ago. And I think that the life expectancy was actually shorter than that it is now. And there was an interview, though, when Stephen Hawking, I think about 2 years ago, with a very well-known neurologist who was an expert in motor neuron disease. They said, well, do you think his attitude and his positive outlook changed his longevity? He said, nope. Which is sort of interesting. He said there's really no, that his case is very unusual, but he was a very unusual man.
Yes.
And in fact, it doesn't, ALS is a motor neuron disease, so it doesn't affect your brain
in that way.
It affects your ability, your musculature. So, that's one of the really awful things about it, is you essentially get trapped in your own body, which is certainly one of my terrifying nightmares. But the most interesting thing about all of the statistics and why Stephen Hawking, and nobody really can give you a good answer about that. And they said, well, maybe it's because he gets better medical care. And they said, well, maybe. I mean, the doctor was really, I mean, but right, he's right. I mean, you cannot take one case and hypothesize on that, because only one case. And medical literature is notorious for going from a very limited pool, from very limited number of people to great generalities, which means it's basically not very good science. And they use statistics that are, you can't use on that small a population, but one case does not, you know, a trend make. And so this doctor, in spite of the reviewer's best attempts to say, well, you know, it's because he had a positive outlook and he was smarter than the rest of us, the guy's saying,
no, probably
that's not what it is. So, or at least what he probably should have said is the science does not support that, which is true. It is an interesting movie, and that he is, he hasn't been able to speak, because one of the things that actually they will tell you in the movie is that at one point they had to save his life, they had to essentially sever his vocal cords. He wouldn't be able to talk, and, you know, to not be able to communicate. So they have this whole kind of computer-assisted ability to talk, and apparently he does it with his cheek.
Really? I've always wondered how that works. So, interesting.
In this particular case, he does it with his cheek.
Wow.
And there's this whole thing in there about how, I mean, it's a very interesting movie on a whole bunch of different levels. Again, one of the issues that, again, some people are going to have is it doesn't necessarily show his scientific brilliance. It sort of alludes to it at some point.
Okay.
But, but I mean, look, it is what it is, and for a lot of people, it's probably much more entertaining. And Eddie Redmayne is fantastic. I mean, think about being an actor that essentially can't use his body or his voice to act. And he does a fantastic job of it.
Yeah, interesting. I can't wait to see that movie. That and Interstellar, I'm very excited to see both of those.
Well, and you actually might see them at the same, I mean, you know, it's 8 hours, or it's 5 hours a movie,
sure.
But they're still, they are, you know, they both deal with singularity, they both deal with wormholes, they both deal with the time, light continuum. I mean, there's all sorts of things in common. So,
interesting.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So let's finish up. No, let's finish up with flu shots, or we can finish up with flu shots. No, let's do it the other way.
One of the two. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So Doug is our next in. He says, "Yes, I got the flu shot, and also a pneumonia shot." He says he gets the tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis shot also last year, I guess. I got that.
I thought they just gave that to the kids. They gave it to adults.
I thought. Well, no. I think you get it every. What is it, every 7 or 10 years or something?
DPT?
I think so,
I don't think so. Really?
Don't they?
I get your tetanus up done.
Yeah, I think that's the... Isn't that the same one, though?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. All right. So anyways, he
DPT
says
is diphtheria something and tetanus.
Pertussis, right?
Pertussin, yeah, which is coughing. Now, okay. Tetanus is a different shot.
Okay. So that's the booster that they do is just a tetanus only.
Well, in
booster.
Tetanus, when usually you get a booster when you're when you step on a rusty nail or something.
I think I've gotten them. They've had me do them a few times though.
Really?
In fact, I think just a couple years ago I got a tetanus booster. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, yeah, tetanus booster you can get, especially like if you go camping or you live in. If you're at risk for it, whenever I get a tetanus booster, it's because I've just done something stupid.
Sure.
But yeah. Oh, good. Here she comes again. But yeah. All right. So
yeah, he says I should be fine as long as I don't get hit by a car. He says.
Yeah, there you go. That's what we used to call there in med school in path class. There'd be this pathology sign up, and there'd be a bullet hole, and they'd say that's lead poisoning. Little joke. Medical school humor. All right, keep going.
So Matthew says, I have gotten it. He says, I feel that the risk of, as he puts it, quote, adult onset autism is worth it. So
there's that whole kind of
theory.
Yeah. And it seems to not be the case that even the guy that kind of put forth that theory says it's probably not true, and they don't use mercury don't worry about it.
And wasn't it Jenny McCarthy that was kind of the cover girl for this whole thing? And I had heard that she actually kind of came out and shot it down herself.
Yeah, I mean it was not. Yeah, I think it's a disproved theory.
Yep. Let's see. Sarah says I've never gotten a flu shot. My husband has never gotten one either. Our children are not in daycare, so they won't either. We'll consider the kids getting shots when they start school, she said.
Yeah, and a lot of schools, as I said, when I started school and my kids started school, you had to have a shot so they wouldn't let you in school. And
yeah.
I now think that you can get some exemptions. But what we're seeing is things that we thought were eradicated are coming up again, like mumps, I think, is one of the ones.
Yeah.
And mumps is not very devastating unless you happen to be half the population, which is male.
Uh-huh.
And it can cause sterility.
Wow.
So why people? Yeah,
wow.
I mean, why would you run that risk? It's
right.
And I think it's that sort of nuttiness about that the vaccines are causing all these things, and they're completely disproved. What can I tell you? Alrighty, more about everything. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.